A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When John caught sight of Jesus coming toward him, he exclaimed, "Look there, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It is he of whom I said, 'After me is to come a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I confess, I did not recognize him, though the very reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. John gave this testimony also. I saw the Spirit descend like a dove from the sky, and it came to rest on him. But I did not recognize him. The one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'When you see the Spirit descend and rest on someone, it is he who is to baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen for myself and have testified. This is God's chosen one." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday and today we heard the voice of John the Baptist. Often when we get a glimpse of John, he seems so distant from us, not only because he lived over 2,000 years ago, but also because his lifestyle was so different from ours. He lived in the desert, fasting, praying, eating locusts, wearing camel hair clothing, hardly the image of the modern man. And his preaching to all those who went out to the desert to hear him, certainly not a part of our daily experience or our routine. If we modern people want to hear a charismatic leader, we would probably find ourselves comfortably seated in a beautiful house of worship, or at least in a large, carefully decorated auditorium. John's piercing realization when he caught sight of Jesus coming towards him, strokes the hopeful fires within us as we begin this new year with renewed hope. On this day, John doesn't push us away by his radical behavior or his unusual lifestyle. Rather, the excitement in his words and his clarity of vision are contagious. "Look there, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." No matter where we live, whether it's in the winter lands of the northern hemisphere or the warm summer slopes of the south, the surprise and joy in John's voice reaches out to us. "Look there. There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John's spontaneous cry touches us wherever we live, because we, like John, desire to catch a sight of Jesus coming towards us in our daily lives. And we have been caught off guard, stopped in our tracks many times. Over the holiday, a friend of mine, Sharon, died of colon cancer. And her husband, Jim, who wasn't raised in any particular religious tradition, said, "Throughout Sharon's illness," he said, "I've had time to think a lot about life and death and suffering. I hadn't thought very much about these things until Sharon got sick. But since then, I've come to realize that God has always been close to me, even when I was young and wild. Without noticing it, God was guiding me. And now, even though Sharon has died, I feel that God's presence is very close to me." Jim sounds like John the Baptist. His humble confession is the same as John and perhaps ours too. When we hear John say, "I confess, I did not recognize him." And to be sure that we didn't miss what John says it again for us. "But I did not recognize him." So, where do we search for him? In the desert places of our lives, yes. But that is not the only place to look. And how do we learn to recognize him? Well, John the Baptist and Jim offer us some clues. Give God some space, and God will come towards us. Pray, take some time for silence, and reflect on the events of each of our days, and who knows where we might recognize God. So here's a suggestion, perhaps a New Year's resolution, that can be scheduled into our modern-day Palm Pilot so we won't forget. Take 5 to 10 minutes each evening reviewing the events of the day, and then ask ourselves some questions. When did I catch a glimpse of Jesus coming towards me? Where did I recognize the power and presence of God today? And when did the Spirit of God rest on me?